The coronavirus pandemic has affected every sector of the local economy. The real estate market has slowed as Central Ohio homebuyers take a pause. Buying and selling a home has changed as everyone takes precautions.
iGuide is an online property experience designed to give users immediate virtual access to important.
Matt Hairston on the northwest side of Franklin County is looking for his first house. He and his girlfriend continue to look for their dream home, but much of the looking is online.
We probably would see a lot more and during a normal time, and obviously there's no open houses. So, like, there's none of that driving around and looking for open houses and going through homes that way.
The 40-year-old software developer at Nationwide Insurance says he's concentrating more on suburbs out east in Pickerington or Blacklick, where he can get more space for less money.
We've definitely seen like the nosedive of how many houses are actually being listed. It's handfuls now compared to hundreds.
Realtor Jensen Spike with Keller Williams says his business is down more than 30%.
I had multiple homes fall out of contract due to buyers losing their jobs, furlough, which then changed their financial ability to execute the purchase. So contracts fell apart.
Spike says his marketing strategy for home sales reflects the new COVID-19 world.
I'm just trying to continue to innovate in a shifting market through 3D VR tours for homes and trying to keep my clients, my family, and other people safe.
Realtor Jill Freeland with Freeland Realty Group says she carries facial masks, hand sanitizer, and antibacterial wipes when she shows a property.
We call ahead of time to make sure no one in the house has had any sort of a problem, any flu-like symptoms, colds, COVID, anything like that. Some of the realtors actually provide, the listing realtors will provide what they call touchless showings, where they have the seller turn on the lights, open all of the interior doors before they leave, so that when we walk in, we don't have to touch very many things, if any.
Freeland says upscale buyers seem to be more hesitant. She explains a doctor moving here from San Francisco delayed buying a home in the $1 million range.
The airplane trip is what scared him. He didn't want to make several flights. He wanted to come once and then start his job in early June. So he decided that he's going to rent for a year. And then next year, I'll help him find a house.
President of Columbus Realtors, Andy Mills, says April and May normally kicks off the busy season for home buying. However, this year, things are different.
There's still plenty of people that have lost their jobs. There's still plenty of businesses that have been significantly impacted by this and, what that end result is, even with some of the, assistance that the government has put out there, I think is, only to be determined in time.
On the positive side for home sellers, Mills says Central Ohio, unlike after the 2008 financial collapse, still has a limited inventory of homes on the market, so he expects prices to remain steady.
It's not really comparable because you weren't forced to essentially stay at home and businesses weren't shut down, right? So this feels like it's impacting everyone to some degree.
Mills says the Columbus Realtors Association crafted a special provision in purchase contracts to protect buyers and sellers should COVID-19 events throw a wrench in a deal.
I've never in my career seen people's willingness to try to work with each other to solve individual solutions. And as long as that continues, then, I think we end up being able to potentially recover quicker.
Homebuyer Matt Hairston says while he thinks his job is safe, he and his girlfriend will keep clicking and looking to find that one-story, open floor plan, move-in ready home.
We're not going to rush into any decisions, especially with the lower inventory on the market. We want to make sure that we get something we want and we don't just buy.
Debbie Holmes, WOSU News.